Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember, yes I will, cause there was a day.
11:42 back live at the Kirkwood Studios. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin Kilcoyne in the house. Frank Cusimano at the world headquarters for Worldwide Technology. Their announcement today, their partnership, their sponsoring of Gateway Motorsports Park, which is going to take us a while. I mean, I still call it Laclede Gas, and I think it's Spire. And if you're really old like Jimmy Huer, you call it, you know, Union Electric, but I believe it's Ameren at this point. And when I send people directions, I'll still say, oh, hop on 40, and I wonder now if I need to just switch it to 64.
Oh, no, don't say that. It's
okay.
Be 40.
It's still 40.
So how often Martin and Frank are going to have some highlights? We'll say, oh, over at Gateway, Worldwide Technology Track.
At Gateway.
At Gateway. We got that. All right, Frank is there. Jimmy Huer is there. And by the way, I love Jim's hockey acumen because earlier you guys were talking about goalies and getting hot, and then Jim just drops a Felix Potvin reference. I'm like, that's something Frank and I can appreciate.
That's one of the legendary playoff series between Cujo and Felix. The Blues unfortunately lost that one too.
Great moments in Blues history. Oh, yeah, then they won that one game. Oh, but they lost the series. Oh, yeah. But... All right, let's do 5 for Frank. That's brought to you every day in the 11 o'clock hour by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, let's tee this up for Jimmy and Frank. 5 for both. Everybody chime in on this. As a Blues fan, I'm actually encouraged. Am I crazy? Because of the way Binnington played, that was the number one question going into that game, going into this series. And the way he played after being bad the other night, moving forward, I think we got a goalie.
Okay,
and so I'm not depressed. Am I crazy?
Okay, yeah. When you say moving forward, you're not necessarily moving forward in this series.
Well, maybe.
But moving forward with the franchise.
But both, yeah. I don't feel like he's going to blow this series, and I also feel like he is now for sure the guy moving forward, and that makes me feel better. But I also feel good about the series with him in goal.
Yeah, I agree with much of what you're saying. Moving forward with this guy between the pipes, this is not an aberration. This is not Bo Hart or Stubby Clapp. You know, this is a guy that's going to be around for a long time. Absolutely. But I think moving forward in this series, I'm not sure how you could feel that way. I mean, on his end, fine. But the Winnipeg keeps getting better, and the Blues do not keep getting better.
Oh, yeah, I am nervous about the series, but I'm not nervous about him. Like, I feel like a huge question was answered. So they may win or lose Game 5. They may win or lose Game 6. But I don't think it's going to be because of Binnington.
Absolutely.
Agree 100% with that one. We've seen enough of him through the regular season and now these playoffs where he's not bothered by it. I mean, he's getting knocked down. He's got guys running into him. Most goalies will fold the tent. He is not doing that.
And, Martin, after a game, you've been around him. It's just amazing how low-key and understated and few words. And just how, like, he's not like an imposing fella. I mean, he's a guy you could see at Walgreens buying some licorice. You know, I mean, just
licorice.
Yeah. Is that an old reference, too?
No, I don't know.
I just like it.
Walgreens was random, and then licorice was random, and I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And it actually makes me want to go get some licorice at Walgreens.
I mean, sometimes you think professional athletes, they're driving Lamborghinis and hanging out with Charlie Tuna at one of his swank places, Napoli 2, which we'll be eating from on Friday. And I'm excited about that, although I'm not betting on it.
I think the fact he talks on game day, too, is just part of the normalness of him.
You're right.
Agreed there. The no game day thing, I think, is a little overrated with goalies. I think it's just an excuse to not have to talk to people.
I mean, you almost...
I really do.
It's crazy that, like, on a Blues roster, during the season, even, you almost never hear from a Jaden Schwartz, who's kind of a key figure on the team, but the goalie who's playing that night goes against tradition and is talking at 11 a.m. It's just, it stands out to me.
Yeah.
All right, number two, the biggest Hoosier thing you do when you're at a Blues game, and I used to think it was me stacking my beer cups, but I think it's when I'm in the building. I was doing this at work last night. I was not at the game. I was at the studio, and I was screaming, shoot the puck. And I realized I do that when I'm a fan at the game, when they're on the power play. Now, our buddy Skip Irwin always does this at Mizzou games, okay? Skip's a senior, a veteran sports reporter, and he'll scream in the Mizzou press box, play action, run some play action. And I find myself now at games and at home screaming, shoot the puck. Anything Hoosier you guys do when you're at the game? And do you agree that they should just shoot the puck?
Yeah. I know that hockey purists don't agree with that assessment, but 95% of the people watching, especially the Blues on that power play, are thinking the same thing. Shoot it, shoot it, shoot it.
Yeah, shoot.
Especially every time Vladimir Tarasenko should be as like selfish as Allen Iverson. He should shoot it every time he gets it.
Absolutely true. Yeah, you just go, don't wait, just rip it and see what happens. I don't really do anything else, Martin, but although last night I did find myself a lot yelling at the TV going, get the puck out, get right. the puck out.
And people are like, what did you just say? I said, get the puck, get
exactly.
the puck out. By the way, last, I don't want to name drop because Strickland will be here in the noon hour and he'll take care of that for a good full hour. But but last year, going up in that media elevator, which is sort of like a freight elevator, it was not a playoff game, obviously, but it was Al MacInnis was on there, and the Blues had been on some power plays and hadn't scored. And I said, Al, sometimes shouldn't they just shoot it? And he said, yes, yes. And like, I'm like, okay, if it's good enough for Al. Now, granted, I'd want him shooting it more than most people, but yeah. Every once in a while I think, like that last power play was maddening because you could have scored in the last 3 minutes of that game. You had an opportunity. And I don't know if they were cute, if they were timid, but that was hard to watch.
Speaking of legends at Blues games, how about the fact that Wayne Gretzky's now at all Blues home games? He's up there with shooting the breeze with Kelly Chase. It is so cool.
The only thing awkward, we had it as a cutaway to begin the highlights. And I said, oh, look, there's the great one. I'm like, well, Chaser's pretty good, too. We love Chaser, but how do you identify the guy next to the great one?
So you used that cutaway also.
Yeah, oh, you had to.
Yeah, every time. I did the same thing on Sunday that I did on Tuesday. Shot of Wayne Gretzky, open up the broadcast.
I mean, because it'll never get old. It's like St. Louis's own Wayne Gretzky at the game. I'm like, what? All right, number three, you are Ryan Helsley. Would you have preferred to walk Yelich, or did you kind of want to go after him?
I absolutely wanted to go after him, but I wanted to stay with my slider and not the cutter. And I don't know who made the call on that pitch, probably Yadier, but that slider was just fine. You don't need to challenge the guy.
Yeah. Although Helsley's, what does he throw, 100 close to it when he's on? You want to go after him? Absolutely.
He won't do it again.
I would have never thrown him a strike, but that's beside the point.
Would you have considered walking him there, though? It would have loaded.
I don't think so. I want to try to get him out. But
if you're the kid, no.
And if you're Mike Schilt, are you concerned at all? God, this is his big league debut. Now, maybe they know his psyche real well and said, hey, this kid was made for this moment. He'll love this kind of thing. Each person is different. There's certain players that might melt and it affects their psyche. He actually pitched really well after that, the bomb that he gave
four
up.
Four strikeouts, got a base hit himself.
Do you think Schilt took into account the makeup of a guy like Helsley?
Well, maybe it's just been a misplaced pitch, and that's all it was. He just missed by a couple inches. So,
all right, how about names? So I threw this out on Twitter and said, you know, Ryan Howard was great at Busch Stadium 3. Who are some of the great Cardinal killers over the years? I got a ton of responses. Just what's your blink, both you guys? Cardinal killers historically, like they just own
Ryan. Okay, Ryan Howard would be jump out. Yep. Dave Parker was unbelievable.
I'm going to throw out former Cardinal pitcher Steve Carlton killed the Cardinals because I looked up the numbers and he won almost as
Bud
many
Norris.
Games. Bud Norris is one, and you can't forget the Ortiz in the World Series.
How about Carlos Beltran in Houston?
Yeah, those are the biggest. The biggest responses were Big Poppy in the 2013 World Series. So I looked it up. He was 11 for 16, which is good. Two homers, six RBIs. They did walk him 8 times, but I think the damage was done.
I got one. Aramis Ramirez.
Yes.
Oh, there you
Pirates
go.
Pirates and Cubs. There were votes for Moises Alou, Will Clark, and then they said anybody with Houston, the Killer Bees, Berkman Bees. I don't know what the career numbers were, but I'm sure they had some big moments.
I got a few. Daryl Strawberry, too.
Yes.
140 career games. He had 27 home runs. Jeffrey Leonard did okay.
And
then one flap town. You know, Ryan Braun was good.
Yep.
It's the Cardinals early, and then I think it was Wainwright nailed him one night, and that kind of slowed that train down
now,
a little bit.
Now, Jim Thome didn't play much against them, like 25. Oh, something. But he's an over 400 against the Cardinals.
Yes.
He's not a batting average guy either.
Got a vote for Adam Dunn, Derek Lee.
Joey Votto.
Votto got a vote. And then and I'm like, wait a minute, how have the Cardinals done all this winning? All these players. And because it all. And then Pedro Alvarez was a recent candidate with the Pirates, hit a lot of home runs. Somebody said Yelich is now the Bud Norris of hitting, which seems fair.
No, that's. You know why it's not?
Because he's a great player.
Yeah, Yelich could end up in the Hall of Fame, and Bud Norris will not.
And here's one that only you two would appreciate. Some guy said, what about John Milner? And I said,
Oh my God,
John Milner, Mets and Pirates maybe back in the day?
Kind of a, not a big guy, but a slugger.
Yeah, he could hit. Just flat out hit.
I wanted to tell the guy, you're showing your age, and I thought, no way, I am because I know who you're talking about.
Yes. Here's this obscure one. But Corey Hart.
Yep.
Oh, he did own the Cardinals for a while.
Close to 20 homers, yeah.
Galarraga got a few votes, too.
He was good against
us. He just didn't hit for the Cardinals.
Right.
No, the one year he broke that wrist or hurt the wrist.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, Bob Horner, he killed us in Atlanta and he killed us in St. Louis.
Yes, he did.
Best story ever was after the Cardinals, the Channel 5 had the rights to the Cardinals. We lose Jack Clark and... then we lose the rights to the Cardinals at that same time. And the general manager of Channel 5 said, doesn't matter because nobody's going to watch him because nobody was going to watch that Bob Horner instead of big, handsome Jack Clark. And he was kind of right there in a sense.
Yes.
And then when they signed Horner, Herzog had like a disparaging remark right away in the post about it. And the next day he came out and said, well, he's a professional RBI guy.
Right.
But he was not happy about that. And rightfully so.
God bless Whitey. All right, guys, you are Porter Moser. Were you ever going to leave, or did this kind of help further the Loyola Love Fest?
Yeah, I think I needed to get a raise. You know, I'm not loved quite enough. I did something historical. I'm going to go make another, and I bet he did. Martin, what did you think, by the way, of Rick Barnes in that press conference coming out and saying, hey, if they would have paid the buyout, I'm out of here.
I wonder if he just doesn't like it there. I mean, why do you say that? I mean,
there's, oh, my God.
There's no way. And those Tennessee fans can be nutty. We know that. Anybody in the SEC, but it's Tennessee, ask Konzo about it. Why would you say that? You're coming off a great year. You've had success. Why put that out there? Maybe he's just so honest. Like an SNL skit, like he can't help but tell the truth. Why would you say that?
Do you think it gets back to that theory, like you give an old famous white guy a mic and he just, you know, whether it's Al Campanis or Jimmy the Greek, much more explosive. It's just, you know, Rick Barnes is 64 and he didn't give a rat's ass. So I'm going to be honest with you here, but honesty is not the best policy in this regard.
But if I'm a Tennessee fan, like, so he doesn't want to be here. I mean, and if I'm UCLA, I'm thinking, I think I'd rather have Rick Barnes and Mick Cronin, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have just spent the money.
But if you're Tennessee, you also know this guy has taken us to places we haven't been, and he's just a proven winner, and he's, you know, we'll take the fact that he thought about, you know, cheating on us. So.
All right, this feels like about 7 or 8, but it's actually number 5. The Cardinals' biggest problem this year is that the youth hasn't delivered. Hudson, Flaherty, Reyes, et cetera.
Ooh. Well, you can throw a Waka in there too, but, yeah, it's a good point.
The young arms are not throwing 2.5s and 3.5s ERAs right now. They just can't even get through 5 innings.
You're right.
So, yeah.
All right. That's 5 for Frank, brought to you by our good friends at Greenville University. Martin, I know they're going to be at the function tonight, which I'm going to attend, and I'm going to watch that movie. I'm excited. I'm not going to do the 10 o'clock. Are you doing your 10 o'clock tonight?
I am. I'm going to be slave to the studio, Frank. Well, Charlie's off tonight, so I'll be handling the TV.
Charlie deserves a night off. I mean, after, you know, he's working so much the last couple of weeks.
Now, I know he's going to text me now. To be fair, he's working Saturday because we've got Cardinals. We now know we have a game 6, so we got a busy Saturday. So he's going to take today off and work Saturday. Not that anybody cares. So I will be at the event. Looking forward to it. I don't know if you can still get tickets. I think it was stlewiscinema.com. It's that release of Breakthrough, the movie. The local kid fell through the ice, pronounced dead, came back to life. And we'll be there tonight, Frank and I, and Bill DeWitt and his wife got involved with this event. So looking forward to that at the Chase Park Plaza.
Are you bringing your bride?
She is not going tonight. I'm kind of doing a hit and run, Frankston. I'm going to be in and out, so I'm not actually staying for the movie, unfortunately.
All right. Before we end this segment, I'm going to tell you about Dr. Michael Jones, Quanta Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, 855-260-EYES. He really is regarded as one of the great surgeons in the country. You want to get that LASIK surgery, he is the guy. Sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area also. But I'm telling you, folks, he's the best at what he does. 855-260-EYES. Brian, we have a couple more business items.
Yeah, I'm very glad that you mentioned that there's a guaranteed Game 6, Martin, because it gives you all the more reason to stop by the Social Bar and Grill Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. for the Cam Jansen Show. It's at 4265 Revis Barracks Road, and that's because you'll get a chance to win tickets to that Game 6 on Saturday night. They have not yet announced the time, but hopefully, because it's a weekend game, it'll be a little later, give you plenty of time to get nice and ready for that
get
contest.
Prime. Could be. Is there any chance it's a Channel 5 game on Saturday? Do we know? Frank may already be in the car. I think they're already unplugged.
What was that?
No,
he broke up on us.
No, you're fine. I was just asking Frank if he thought there was any chance Saturday's Game 6 could end up on NBC.
We were discussing that with some of the Blues folks that were here, and it's still up in the air depending on what happens with that Vegas series. And I think also Nashville's might end up playing on a Saturday, too, even though they've been on a different day.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
Stay tuned, Hoff,
stay
is
tuned.
What we like to say.
Stay tuned.
In the
also,
business.
Go get your Frick's Ham at Schnucks, locally sourced. They get almost all of their beef from local farms in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri. We were sampling some of that last week at the Schnucks in O'Fallon, and it was quite delicious. I still have a nice chunk of it that I need to put in the oven and have for dinner one of these nights. They're, Martin, they're hashtag fricking good. So get yourself a Frick's Ham at any of the area Schnucks for your Easter dinner.
Let's hope the Blues are freaking good.
Hashtag freaking good. The rest of the series?
Yep. We got Hockey Talk on deck. Strick is here. Andy Strickland. Last night you saw him with Mike Liut on Fox Sports Midwest. We're going to break it down, and we'll talk a little bit about the hockey playoffs. Crazy things happening in the East. The Midday Grind is next on 590 The Fan.